Thy mother and thy brethren stand without seeking thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, Ember Days are here again. This means the starting of new season, this time the spring. And by fasting and prayer, we ask now God's blessings for us and for the new season. The stational church of today is Saint Mary Major. Hope you remember that a stational church is a church in Rome where the people accompanied the Pope to attend in his Mass. And today's Ember Wednesday stational church was Saint Mary Major, where people gathered to ask Our Lady to present to God their humble tribute of penance. And that's what we should do too, children. Have you looked and read our purple meditation flyer, which we publish with our bulletin? I hope you have. It is an excellent way of walking through this Lent with Our Lady. This week speaks about suffering and how we must do our share of suffering. But we should expect nothing less, since our Lord has told us, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." And certainly Our Lady was the prime example of how to follow Jesus. When Jesus rode to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday and all the people were cheering for him, we don't found Mary sharing the glory of her son. But as you remember, or should remember, from our Stations of the Cross, we found Mary with Jesus when he was on Calvary, all abandoned, bruised, and tortured. Mary did not want to share our Lord's glory, but she was more than willing to share his sorrows when he was abandoned by all. And that's one of the true marks of a Christian. Never seek to share the glory of others, but always seek to help them in their sufferings. And that teaches you humility in life. Today's meditation stresses that if we want to save our souls, we must be humble. Of all virtues, there is probably no other the practice of which is more difficult to our sinful nature than is that of humility. But there is no escape. We can never be true children of Mary if we are not humble. But we must do it. At the last judgment, the sinner will be condemned and the just man will be honored. Just like our Blessed Mother was taken gloriously to heaven, while greedy Judas, who betrayed our Lord for the sake of money, was hurled down to hell. And we must not practice this just during Lent, but for all the days of our lives. Because one week ago, on Ash Wednesday, we were so strikingly reminded that one day we will definitely die. We have to, therefore, every day forget ourselves and live to serve God and our neighbor. There is a story about two Irishmen who hated each other, which, like all good comedy, is both funny and tragic at the same time. Two Irishmen, Pat Ryan and Mike Murphy, neighbors, they had a lifelong quarrel. Pat Ryan then became seriously ill, and his wife called a priest and explained, "Father, Pat has been fighting with Mike Murphy for years. Pat's going to die. Can't you patch up their quarrel?" It took lots of persuasion, but finally the priest-induced path to humility and to call for Mike Murphy for a reconciliation. Mike came at the bedside and said, "Let's make up, Pat. Let bygones be bygones." And reluctantly, Pat agreed to Mike's peace offering. Mike then prepared to leave, and as he approached the door, Pat raised himself in bed and, shaking his fist, he shouted, "Remember, Mike, this counts only if I die." Children, usually we spend our lives as a Christian just the way Pat Ryan did. What he meant was that if he would survive, the feud would go on. And we often spend our lives seeking our own glory and our own wishes rather than those of our neighbor and those of Jesus. But Mary was never like that. She stayed aside on Palm Sunday, but she rushed to our Lord's side on Good Friday. And she was like that all the time, while we usually think of God's will and our failings only when death is approaching or we stand in line for the confession. So children, if you have troubles in keeping a good Lent, or you need help in fulfilling your duties as a follower of Jesus, just ask yourself, what do I want for me from life? Do I want Palm Sunday, or do I want Good Friday? Most of the people in the world, like Pat Ryan, they are willing to go with Jesus only on Palm Sunday, and you don't want to follow them. It's much too crowded there. Instead, accompany Jesus on Good Friday to Calvary. There's always room in there. Most of the people just leave him there to suffer. But what's best, there you found Mary. And as our Lenten prayer for her today says, "We must surely thank thee that already I have not been condemned. Help me that I may quickly, bravely, and earnestly do penance and be reconciled again to thy Son. Amen." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.